Senate Bill 119 was originally proposed by Nome Democrat Donnie Olson as a grant program to help school libraries buy new materials, but it's been expanded with language from Sitka Republican Bert Stedman. Along with the school library assistance, the bill would also create a program to help pay for new construction or major expansion of public libraries. During a Senate Finance Committee hearing Friday, Stedman aide Darwin Peterson explained the funding and eligibility requirements called for in the latest version of the bill.
Library has to be publicly owned and operated and has to be located in a community with a population of less than 10,000 persons. Then we also have local communities getting involved with a match of at least 20%, but they can provide more. Private donors would contribute the remaining, and the state can contribute no more than 50%.
The legislation comes at a good time for Alaskan communities like Petersburg and Ketchikan, both of which are in Stedman's district, and both are planning to construct new public libraries. Ketchikan Library Director Judith McQuarrie thanked the committee for supporting the bill. However, the Ketchikan borough has more than the 10,000-person cap, while the city itself has fewer than 10,000 people, so McQuarrie wanted to make sure of the community's eligibility under the current language in the bill.
As you may know, Ketchikan is embarking on a construction program for a public library, and if we consider the community of Ketchikan, we don't qualify. If it's the municipality of Ketchikan, then we would qualify. Regardless, this is a wonderful step forward for the library community in the state of Alaska, and we are very grateful.
According to Senator Stedman's interpretation of the bill, Ketchikan would qualify since the city itself only has about 7,600 people. Stedman said the population limit was included in the bill because libraries in major population areas like Anchorage and Fairbanks would be much more expensive than in smaller towns.
They would take substantially larger sums of money. They would be an individual appropriation targeted to those libraries because they're just of their magnitude and size and scope.
There is no fiscal appropriation for the proposed legislation yet. If it passes, the grant program would be administered by the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, which would develop more detailed rules and criteria for ranking projects. Eligible communities could then apply for up to 50% in matching funding. The department would rank those projects. Then it would be up to the governor and legislature to approve a block of money to fund it. Several Petersburg officials testified in support of the program, including city librarian Tara Alcock.
In rural Alaska, public libraries are critical community spaces, and the need for a new library in our community is urgent. Hundreds of Petersburg residents have spoken out in favor of a new library for our community, and we're currently developing a plan for a library that we think meets our community's needs, is affordable and sustainable over the long term. I believe that financial support from the community is an essential component of any library project, and this library construction grant program, as proposed in Senate Bill 119, is an excellent strategy to match local support as well as leverage private donations for new library facilities in rural Alaska communities.
Petersburg is currently planning a new $4 million library. The new building would replace the current cramped library space, which is located under a failing roof in the city's 50-year-old municipal building. Petersburg Public Library Board President Julie Hersey said SB 119 makes the dream of a new library attainable.
The public library in Petersburg was built in 1959. I think Senator Stedman has been there since you were a little boy. The city has outgrown this leaky, overcrowded, and inadequate facility. It's not even ADA compliant anymore, if it ever was. The new library we're planning is about 7,500 square feet in the heart of downtown Petersburg. And we've been asking the community, you know, how they feel about it. And 86% of the people polled in 2007 believe we need a new library.
For the local contribution, library advocates are hoping to put forward a bond measure on the fall ballot in Petersburg to raise $2.5 million. They're also hoping to secure project funding from charitable organizations like the Rasmussen Foundation. The Petersburg City Council set aside property for the new building and listed the project as its fourth highest funding priority behind a new fire hall, which is also housed in the old municipal building. Melinda Hofstede, a city councilor in Petersburg, said the community needed the help that this bill could provide.
I'm an avid library user, and as a user, I'm really thrilled with this bill because as I've examined our finances of the city, I know that it can't just be done with city money, although the council is very enthusiastic about the city doing its part, and they've had a they're embarking here on a really good local drive for private contributions, and the private sector has been very generous so far, and I believe will continue to.
The local Masonic Lodge recently contributed $25,000 to the library's new endowment fund. Also, the nonprofit Foraker Group is covering the cost of preliminary design work for the Petersburg project. Senate Finance passed SB 119 unanimously. It's now up to the Rules Committee to schedule the bill for a vote on the Senate floor. If the full Senate passes it, then it would go over to the House, which has yet to hear a companion bill. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.